It's Saturday, the 20th of May. It's nearing 10:30 a.m. It's raining, but it's that wonderful, ethereal, calming, straight down rain. And it doesn't seem to be bothering the birds, and it's giving the gardener a treat. They're all getting a lovely cooling shower. But I'm getting wet, so I'm going into the shed. Well, actually, I don't mind getting wet. There you go. My tea goes cold, and Mike's got waterlogged. Oh. So we'll... A bit sore from yesterday. Car boot. And digging heavy clay with a pick. I didn't realise there was so much clay left in parts of the garden that hadn't been cultivated as yet, but there you go. So, a bit sore around the waist, back, you know. It's not pain, it's just discomfort. Other than that, I had a great sleep last night. I was back into sharing my bed with my wife. And had a great sleep. We went to bed at after 10. And got to bed just after 9. Although we were up a couple of times, but each time back to bed and off to sleep. No horrible sensations, no RLS, no... Just a really good sleep. And it was great. It's a terrible thing when you don't get sleep. Some people can live with little sleep, I can't. And neither can my wife. So I'm feeling like the garden and the wee birdies in my shed this morning, feeling refreshed with the long lie and this lovely, refreshing light rain. Of course, if it keeps up like this, I won't be in the garden today, but you can't have it all, can you? Most of us wish we could. Cake and eating it. That's what we want. It's nice just sitting here, relaxing. Looking out across the garden, listening to the rain, not thinking about anything in particular. No worries in my head. You see, when you say things like that, back to that what I mentioned the other day, that term psychosomatic, you know, you used to think, no worries on my head, and then that big guy inside your head says, hold on, what about that? You go, feck off. Leave me alone. No, I don't have any worries in my head. Not at the moment. But I'm just enjoying life. I wasn't when I was losing sleep, but during the day when I was in the garden and when travelling about in the wee joints with my wife and the visits to Dobby's Garden Centre, going for coffees, that's been great. And the funny thing is that although you're not sleeping, you've lost so much sleep each night for almost a week, at least in my case anyway, I still seem to manage to go through the day without feeling that tired, or as tired as I should be, if you know what I'm saying. Still have loads of energy, maybe I would have had more energy, but sometimes it's all down to what you're doing in your life, you know. I have a garden that I love, and I love gardening, so I love cycling. I love going out on a wee walk with my wife, even if it's not far. I love going to taking wee jaunts, even just down to Linlithgow, historic Linlithgow, or and it's because we do those things during the day that maybe that's why I don't feel that tiredness during the day. If that all made sense. Yes, it all made sense. I'm looking right across, so I'm looking east, across my garden, and to the east and left. In the at the far end of the garden is beautiful big pink pearl rhododendron, with its absolutely gorgeous big blooms. And I've noticed that, and it's the highest part, which is about 9 feet. I thought it was just going to develop more shoots, you know, more growth. Well, it probably will, but I've also noticed that the bulbs are fattening up, which means I'm going to get several of those right at the top, 9 feet high. Oh my goodness. You know, when you get something in life that justifies its purchase, you know, like a husband or a wife, a partner. Yeah. No, but that's how I feel about gardening. If I can say I look back at that a plant that I bought, and this is relevant to life if you take it to this different aspects. If I can look back and say, well, I put that plant in the garden and it's done great, it's grown well. So obviously I've looked after it and it's rewarded me. And that's what I like. And if a plant grows in the garden and it's, no matter what I do with it, no matter how I try to look after it, tend to it, it doesn't reward me. It just goes. Yes. Well, but you just can't do that in life, you know, with human beings. But I mean, what I'm saying, I don't know what I'm saying. Maybe I'm just rambling. Yes, maybe I'm just rambling. I think I was trying to go somewhere and I've derailed myself. But maybe you know what I mean. I don't know what I mean. No, anyway, I did it so. Listen to that wee robin. My God. A tiny wee bird. This is lovely and peaceful.